The Rugby League World Cup final takes place in Brisbane on Saturday evening, with Australia taking on England in the showpiece event. The Kangaroos are expected to win, having already beaten the Wayne Bennett-coached England earlier in the tournament. Australia captain Cameron Smith is the all-time record holder for NRL games played, with 358 to his name. Although he's expected to retire from representative football after the final whistle blows, Smith says the lure of becoming the first person to play 400 NRL games is something worth striving for.
It's within reach, isn't it? You know, so, but I think the important thing is that I don't try and change what's worked for me in the past, and that's obviously, you know, training hard and preparing myself physically and mentally for games, making sure that, you know, come weekend, you've done everything possible to get yourself right for those matches.
Meantime, the Gillaroos say they'll be using the retirement of veterans Stephanie Hancock and Renee Kunst as added motivation for the Women's World Cup final against New Zealand. That match will be the prelude to the men's final and will kick off at 3:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Saturday afternoon. Gillaroos back Chelsea Baker says the match will be too close to call.
Both teams have gone through the World Cup undefeated, and they've both played really well, so I think it's going to be definitely our toughest game of the year. There's room for improvement. No team has ever played the perfect game, so we know what we need to work on, and we're going to work really hard to get it done.
In the early hours of Saturday morning, much of the attention of the football world will be focused on Zurich for the FIFA World Cup draw starting at 2 a.m. In all, 32 nations will be drawn from four pots for next year's tournament in Russia, and every pot is sorted on world ranking. Teams from the same continental confederation can't be pulled together, except for Europe, which can have two. In football action on the field this weekend, SBS has live English Premier League coverage from 11 p.m. on Saturday, when defending champions Chelsea take on Newcastle at Stamford Bridge. In the A-League, Sydney FC travels to Adelaide in a repeat of the FFA Cup final, which Sydney won 2-1 earlier this month. That match kicks off on Friday at 7:50 p.m. The lead-up to the Ashes' second test in Adelaide has been dominated by the Ben Stokes scandal. The English all-rounder has travelled to New Zealand in a bid to prepare for the series after he was involved in a pub brawl last month, which was captured on CCTV cameras. Stokes is facing police charges, but if he doesn't get charged, he may be in contention to join the squad. While that's not likely to happen before Saturday's test gets underway at 2:30 p.m, Australia batsman Usman Khawaja says he won't have a problem if Stokes does join up with the England team at some stage.
We always want the best players to be playing, but as I said, there's things we can't control and things we can control. So we've got to make sure that we're doing all the basics, doing all the 1%, doing all the right things in our backyard.
In other sport this weekend, SBS Viceland has coverage of the National Basketball League clash between the Cairns Taipans and the Sydney Kings from 5:30 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. Then on Sunday, it's the Brisbane Bullets against the New Zealand Breakers on SBS from 3 p.m. And local golf fans will be watching the Australian PGA title unfold on the Gold Coast over the weekend. Spain's Masters champion Sergio Garcia headlines a strong field, with Adam Scott leading the charge for the local contingent at the Royal Pines course.